Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and the links that you need to stream the show. And, boy, we're having fun in the studio here. We've got a full house. Kathy and Janice are both here. Mike Roberge is here, of course. Without him, there would be no us. He's keeping everything running smoothly. And then, of course, we've got our all-time favorite guest, world adventure traveler Helen Thayer is here. And, you know, unlikely we're going to get to talk too much about Helen, except that she is going to give us an update on where we are at being able to do our first show, slideshow, again. I'm very excited about that because we've had so much fun with that before, but we're going to do it in a way that we can really share it with you as well. And Helen brought to our attention our very special, and we've now made him the official Animal World chaplain. That would be Mike Neal, who, boy, has he got a great resume. And not only is he the senior chaplain for the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the Washington State Patrol and Department of Fish and Wildlife Police and former officer and dog handler and all of that, he's an He's an author, and I've labeled him now our time traveler because, and what a testimonial, his book, The Miracle of Africa. It's a big one, over 500 pages, and Helen and Bill say it's the best book they've ever read. Helen cried because she didn't want it to be over, and she immediately started to read it again. The sequel's coming out. We can't wait to read it, and then, of course, we're going to have to do another show with Mike. But, Mike, wanted to ask before we go any further. I know you said the Miracle of Africa. Mike Neil, N-E-I-L is the proper spelling of his last name, is available on Amazon.com
and Kindle.
Okay. You are also an artist because you said you finished the sequel, but you're doing the artwork. And is it from the artwork that these beautiful cards? You've got the collections of. Was that a water buffalo?
It's a Cape buffalo.
Cape buffalo. And that's a...
That's a sable.
Sable and big horns. And then we got zebras and... but they're beautiful pen and ink drawings. And this is four zebras drinking, and so their reflection. The water below, giraffes, and a leopard.
Is that, correct,
And this looks like an ostrich or an emu.
Ostrich,
okay. Only can see his face, not, and of course a lion would not be complete without a lion. And then, kudu. Anyway, are these cards available to the general public? And
If people want them, they my email's on my website, which is www.mdneil.com.
So www.md, as in medical doctor.
Right, as in Michael David.
M.D. Neil, N-E-I-L, mdneil.com, and you can pick up these. Now, can you get the book through your website as well?
You can buy my book through the website, and you can...
Now, like with Helen, you can. I don't know if you still can. You can go to Helen's website, get her books, and she'll autograph them.
Yeah, I can go... you can get mine through PayPal on my website. And
that's Helen Thayer.
I just give instructions, and I autograph them and send them off.
And what about, do you do the same thing?
Yeah, you can email me, you can send me a check, and I'll send you a book.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
A signed copy.
All right, that's great. So we've been discussing all kinds of spiritual topics here and on, and I want to get to the question I asked you before we left. Can you explain chaplain versus all the other... titles that we would, ministers,
chaplain,
preachers,
pastor,
reverend,
right.
Do they all mean the same thing, or is there
kind
really
of all
a difference?
Mean the same thing, right? In our program, you have to be licensed or ordained. Ordained means that you're affiliated probably with a church denomination and have an ordination.
With our program, what do you mean by our program?
Through the Washington State Patrol and Fish and Wildlife Police chaplaincy, we have 17 chaplains across the state. And, we require ordination, and not because a pastor or a reverend holds a title or that has some special knowledge about the Bible or some special caring capacity because they have that title, But the fact is that we're protected by law that says we have the ability to have a confidential conversation, much like an attorney client does.
Oh, so the ordination.
The ordination gives you.
Protects you legally.
Right.
Ah.
Yeah. The license, having a ministerial license or ordination protects you legally. And see, what we do as chaplains is that we connect with officers who are going through problems. Now, here's our vision of the chaplaincy, is the fact that Seahawks, probably the greatest team in Washington, if it was not for the Washington State Patrol and the Department of Fish and Wildlife Police, because...
I see what you're saying. Because you're a team.
Yeah, because we're a team, but we're not playing a game. This is real life stuff. And we're saving lives on the highway, fish and wildlife officers are protecting the natural resources, facing down poachers, troopers, and both troopers and fish and wildlife officers see things on a daily basis that you and I were not meant to see. horrendous things, death and destruction, crashes on the highway that leave a trail of brokenness in families. And so these troopers and these fish and wildlife officers get involved in assaults, fights, knockdown, drag-out battles, fights for guns. I know as I was a fish and wildlife officer, I was assaulted by a guy over a license check with a 300 Magnum, and I went through and suffered post-traumatic stress. I believe post-traumatic stress is a glimpse of hell. The Bible talks about weeping and gnashing of teeth. And post-traumatic stress is what happens is that your fear of life overcomes your fear of death. And with our military that are coming back from overseas, they've seen a lot of things they shouldn't see, as well as police officers go through the same post-traumatic stress. And
of course, I would say fear is the opposite of faith. So get back in your faith. And so as you're kind of answering the question of why do these departments have chaplains?
Right.
Because you need that support, right?
Right. And so it's Chief John Batiste talks about a three-legged stool, mental, physical, and spiritual. And the state is pretty good about handling the mental and the physical end of things with, because those are the two things the state can pay for, but they can't pay for spiritual care. Spiritual care is a hard...
So are you chaplains paid by the state of Washington?
No.
So it's all volunteer?
It's all volunteer, and we're supported through a nonprofit foundation called the Washington State Chaplain Foundation.
So you are paid, but not by the state?
Right.
No,
we're not paid, but we are supported through that foundation.
Well, so what does that mean?
Well, the state can do things, they can equip us, like they can give us uniforms, on a limited basis, they can reimburse us for certain expenses.
Well, because is that involved with a chaplain, because this essentially is a government thing, isn't it? When you're talking about the official state patrol and Department of Fish and Wildlife, and where does the separation between...
That's a good question.
And state come into with all of this? Is that kind of why
That's a great question. And the chaplaincy was tested when Pierce County was sued in the late 90s by the ACLU that said it was not a separation of church and state. And so the state Supreme Court answered the question then that says there's a three-pronged test for chaplaincy. And first one is you must have a secular purpose. Well, our secular purpose is the fact that we provide care and comfort, non-Christian care and comfort. We don't lead with Bible verses. We don't lead with prayer. We help people that are going through tragedy. Now, if somebody wants to ask us about faith issues, we're more than able to answer those questions.
Well, so that brings up, you have 17 chaplains.
Correct.
Do you have to be a Christian chaplain? I mean,
no,
can you be
don't.
A chaplain of something else? Or
no, you don't. We don't have to be Christian. Just
what else is there? I mean, what else would?
Well, we could have. You could have a Jewish rabbi.
Then they'd be a rabbi, wouldn't they? Not a chaplain. That's where I get confused about the
federal
title.
The federal government has a number of different faiths that serve as chaplains. But what they do is they pay chaplains in the military, and so we don't pay chaplains. And what happens is that it turns into more of a calling through the Christian faith. It's a calling. We would never ever reject someone because they weren't Christian to be a chaplain. But back to the three-pronged test: must have a secular purpose, must not advance religion, and must not have excessive government entanglement.
So we have no Bible-thumping chaplains out there, or is that what we're...
Well, we do wear a cross on a lapel.
Yeah, okay.
That denotes our faith, but I like to tell people we wear a cross on a lapel so that we don't have to talk about our faith. And we don't talk about our faith unless we're asked. And we have, we're protected by the U.S. Constitution that says you have the right.
Well, I don't think your shirt, because you're facing me, but on your lapel. It's Mike Neal and says senior chaplain. But I don't think you have a big chaplain across your back. Like sometimes you see officers, you know, there'll be a big FBI on the back of their vest and stuff. But
well, and we do on our coat. And the reason is because we're unarmed.
Okay.
Our chaplains are unarmed. So we don't want there to be any mistake about the fact that, you know, we're who we are and what we do.
Okay.
And who we are and what we do is provide help for people who are going through
difficult
situations.
And you don't just work with other police officers or fish and wildlife officers, because Helen found you. She related to the Oso mudslide and heard you on the radio and called you up. You helped Helen and Bill.
We do help people. We get called to assist with highway deaths. And so we respond to those scenes, and we specifically do minister and help people that are going through tragedy, and we will follow them.
I'm wondering, is it automatic when there's a life lost injury of some kind, you know, on the highways or whatever? Is a chaplain automatically
it's customary.
Called in and
I
so
think
forth?
You would say it's customary.
It's customary,
Some officers get pretty, our chaplaincy is new. We're only 3 years old. And so they've been so used to operating without us. It's not the first thing they think of. And so we're working through that. We're trying to, through our education and through talking with people and developing relationships, that's where we would like to get to is that, they call us out on every one of those. But
and also for chaplains, available there and present, just ordinary members of the public. I've been involved in two mountain rescues where we came out to the roadside to meet the helicopter or the ambulance, and the chaplain there made all the difference, both times, all the difference in the world. Just that chaplain was there, he calmed everybody down. We just had peace and quiet because of him. And then it was, the incident that also helped civilian people, and I've been involved with seeing chaplains personally at work several times now.
Well, and you're even more involved because didn't you say that you've gotten, you're on the board now?
Yes.
And you're on the board of what?
The Washington State
Chaplain Foundation.
Chaplain Foundation.
Yes.
All right. All right.
So
awesome.
I'm one that really believes in their work. I know personally what they can do and what they can mean.
So I know you said it's a calling, but I was wondering what is the best part of your job as a chaplain, because there's got to
the fun part, of course, is creating relationships and dealing with people. Our chaplains do ride-alongs with troopers and fish and wildlife officers, meet them for coffee, become part of their life by getting involved in their in their life, doing life with them.
Okay.
And so become kind of a, of course, the greatest hope is that you build that relationship of trust. And we like to think about officers as, and I tell this to new recruits at the State Patrol Academy the day they leave the academy, is that they're going to get issued their backpack. And no one will see it. In fact, they won't even see it, but they'll get it and they'll put it on. And it'll be real light as they get out there and they start working, and they won't really know that it's on until they come to a tragedy where maybe it's a situation where a young girl has been involved in an accident or a baby has been killed. And they're going to look around and they're going to find a good-sized rock and they're going to stick it in their backpack. And they're going to carry that rock around until the next one, and they're going to find another rock. They're going to come home and have a situation at home where maybe, their spouse is not happy with things that are at home, and they're going to have a big fight over something, and they're going to go out and they're going to stick another rock in there. And over their career, their backpack is going to begin to get heavy, and they're not going to know how to get the rocks out because they can't go to their best friend and say, I'm not sure I can handle this backpack anymore. It's getting too heavy. They can't go to their coworker. They can't go to their sergeant or the lieutenant or the captain and confide in them that the backpack's getting heavy. And so it's only through a chaplain who has the ability to have a confidential conversation to be able to help them get those rocks out of their pack.
So I was going to say, is there a support system for the chaplains? But basically, you support each other.
We support each other, right.
Because it reminded me of something I learned when a number of years ago, my mom passed away suddenly. Mm-hmm. And my father was elderly with dementia, couldn't live alone. And so I sold my farm, and Helen remembers this, and moved back into the neighborhood I grew up with to live and care for my father with dementia, who, you know, was not a fun thing to do, and it was not pleasant, and he was quite angry and all of that. And I would I cared for him for a number of years and lived with him. And every 3 months I would take I'd leave, do the show on Sunday, I'd take off on Monday, come back on Friday, and my brother would take care of my dad for those 5 days in the middle. And the first time I did that, I went off, you know, and went over to the coast, my favorite place with my dog, and had a wonderful time. And I thought I was coming back, was all rejuvenated, and I felt great. And as I was driving up the block to the house, all of a sudden it looked really dark, and I just felt awful. And I didn't want to go back. And it just, and at the time, I, you know, had a Alzheimer's support group and stuff, and I had I went to a therapist, you know, for support. I went and I said, you know, what's going on? I just had a, you know, week off, or, you know, 5 days off, and felt great. But I had this feeling of dread. I could just feel it oozing in my body. And she said, well, she said, if you think about it, like if you go on a backpacking trip and you're carrying a backpack full of stuff, you get used to that, and you get used to carrying it, and it's fine. But then you stop to take a break, you know, or have a meal, and you take the backpack off and have your little break. When you go to put it back on, you realize how heavy it is.
Oh, interesting.
And it was this, so when you were talking about the backpack, that's what it was reminding me of. Mm-hmm. And so do you have a plan for chaplains to be able to empty, figuratively, I mean, their backpacks and so forth?
Oh, the chaplains specifically?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they're helping everybody else unload their stuff. But like you said, they're often taking it on themselves.
Right.
How do they empty their backpacks?
Well, you know, I was asked.
And how do you? And have you?
Yeah. I was asked that question by a trooper here not too long ago who said, you know, who ministers to you? You know, you go out, you see all this tragedy and stuff and deal with all this stuff. Who ministers to you in during all this death and destruction? And my answer was to that was, you know, I have a very healthy understanding about what life and death is.
Mm.
And it doesn't seem to affect me the way it does other people. I mean, I can tell you this, that the events that happened to me 8 years ago last Saturday, when my 27-year-old daughter was killed on her bicycle, mm-hmm. I don't know where this comes from. This makes no sense to me. I don't know how I can even say it. But the events that happened to me 8 years ago were the best thing that ever happened in my life. Now, are they the best thing that ever happened in my life because it was fun? No. Are they the best thing in my life because it was a bucket of tears that I cried, because it was the hardest thing I ever did? It was like walking to the North Pole, and I wasn't sure that I was going to die on the trip. It was horrendous, you know, losing this beautiful daughter called me daddy, and who I had this incredible relationship with. Where does that come from? How can I even say it was the best thing that ever happened in my life? And the reason I say that is because of how I dealt with it and how I let her go, how I held her in an open hand and I gave her back to God, and I will see her again. I know I will see her again. God made it very clear to me that I will see her again through this incredible miracle that he gave to my wife and I. There is no question. And so I can say it's the best thing that ever happened in my life because you
learned and grew from it.
Because of how it changed me.
Yeah.
Because I am more compassionate. I'm more understanding. I'm this incredible person who understands about life and death, and who is able to deal with tragedy and help others walk through. And it's not because I got over it, because you don't get over the loss of someone like that. You never get over it. You just get through it, and you learn how to get through it by letting go.
Isn't it letting go, letting God?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour. Remember, it's the most important part of the show because without them, there's no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, stay right where you are because more with Helen Thayer and Chaplain Mike Neal straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural raw foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. That's why Designing Health created Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in Missing Link, and a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3, 6, and 9 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a Missing Link formula for cats. There's two for dogs, one that also supports hip and joint, and the other for skin and coat. There is a wellness blend vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters like hamsters, guinea pigs, rabbits, and the like. There is a formula for birds and one for horses. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies. Or you can go directly to Designing Health. You can call them at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Westar Pacific Mortgage shares your passion for animals, supporting animal rescue in the community. A charter member of Rotary Club of Duval and past president of the Duval Chamber of Commerce, Peggy shares your values and volunteers at the Cowgirl Spirit Rescue. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com for your next mortgage. NMLS number 393352. Westar Pacific Mortgage. NMLS 1100211 and WA-CL number 1100211. WBA Westar Mortgage Corporation. NMLS 93243. An equal opportunity lender.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're midway through the final hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. A little bit of unusual programming going on today because our adventure traveler, Helen Thayer, is here. But we're talking to the guy she drug along with her, and that would be now our animal world chaplain, Mike Neal, author of The Miracle of Africa. Fabulous book. I can't wait to read. I think y'all need to, I mean, if Helen and Bill Thayer say it's the best book they've ever read, and Helen cried at the end of it, she didn't want it to be over. Testimonials and a recommendation do not get any better or higher than that. So more to come when we all get to read it. We are talking with Chaplain Mike and have been answering questions about, because he's the senior chaplain for the Washington State Patrol and Department of Fish and Wildlife. And before I get to, why did the Department of Fish and Wildlife need chaplains and that sort of thing, which we've sort of answered, but not completely. But we were talking about just when before we took a break that about the loss of your daughter and just how devastating that was, and that even though it was horrendous, you feel now you can say it was a great gift in terms of your growth and so forth. So we also know that you lost a son. You talked about the phenomenal relationship you had with your police dog and how it almost killed you to lose that. I mean, have you recovered from all of that? And I assume that helps you now deal with everything else. But are you really truly are you good with all of that now? I mean, it's kind of a weird.
Well,
way
I
to
think
say it,
we but. We all are a sum of our life circumstances, right?
Mm-hmm.
And experiences. And yeah, that I think everything that we experience, everything happens for a reason. I believe everything happens for a greater purpose. And that is kind of where I was. That's what I truly believed when Suzanne was taken from us on her bicycle that morning, that, I think usually what happens to people is that the most common question is why. And there's another word that goes along with why, and it's called why me. And so we that's the common question, to ask. But if you look at the letter Y in the alphabet, it's two arms raised to heaven. And there is there is no answer to why. It's God reveals it to us over time, but he never answers our why with a solid answer, because he wants it to be revealed. And revelation is the key to life. Revelation is and learning and growing and understanding truth. That's what God wants us to get.
And I just wondered when you're talking, that your Suzanne was killed on a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
What came to my mind was the recent, remember the lawyer in downtown Seattle that was on her bicycle and killed. Were you involved, or any of your chaplains involved in that case?
No, we weren't. No,
seems to me it was kind of a match made that I'm surprised that somehow you weren't called in related to that. But
I get called on a lot of them, but I
guess maybe it was not State
ones.
Patrol.
Yeah,
it was Seattle Police.
It's local
so,
Seattle PD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a very simple. So certainly you had compassion and empathy for that situation when it happened. Did you find that trigger hearing about that? Did it trigger anything for you?
My son told me about it. We were out on some days off, and she said, "Don't tell mom." didn't want to ruin mom's weekend. So therein is, I think, well, a lot of couples go through this when they lose a child, and a lot of couples actually end up divorcing, splitting apart. Because
it's amazing how often that happens.
Yeah, and what I came to realize in the beginning was that she lost something completely different than I did. Mm-hmm. She lost her best friend. I didn't lose my best friend. I lost something that was so incredible. I'm not sure. I think it defies a definition. Mothers and daughters dads and daughters have a different relationship. Dads and sons and moms and sons have different relationships. So what happens in a marriage then is that the other spouse grieves differently, and one spouse looks at the other spouse and says, "Well, you know, you're not grieving like I did. We both lost the same thing. Why aren't you grieving like I am?" And they either read it as they didn't love the child as much as they did, or they don't understand them, and so it drives a wedge between the spouses. And so I realized in the beginning that I lost something completely different, and so I have tried to help Susan through this. Grieving in my own way, but helping her to grieve in her way and allowing her to grieve in her way. And so.
Well, and the whole subject of grief is brings up a lot of thoughts. And I'm currently now thinking of those that when we talk about mother and son, mother and daughter, father, son, father, daughter, but there are all of us out there, and I can say us because I don't have any human children, but my children, my family, are my animals.
Mm-hmm.
And for many, losing an animal like, you know, Helen, I don't know if you actually said it on air, but off air, how difficult it was for Charlie.
It was terrible.
To leave. And you said, because Charlie was with you, what, 22 years?
Yeah.
Well,
23. And when he went, I felt as though I'd lost part of me, a big part of me, especially as it was so public. I couldn't go into public without people asking, and they still do. They don't necessarily
ask about me,
but they do care about Charlie. So I had to deal with the public grief as well as my own grief, and it was just a huge burden.
But I think it is every bit as legitimate.
I wish I'd known Mike there, and I would have been on the phone. Hey, Mike,
do you do grief counseling and work with people that lose animals and
I have. It's not.
And
I'm wondering,
you know, like the Oso thing. A lot of animals were lost.
Mm-hmm.
They hardly recovered any.
Yeah.
Three, I think.
The thing that about animals is that they have the kind of love that God has for us. It's called unconditional love.
Yeah.
You know, there's a joke about, you know, well, you lock your dog in your trunk for an hour, and then when you open it, they'll be glad to see you. But you should never try that with your wife.
Right.
it's unconditional love. And the most important thing, I think, in the world is the cross. And so if you look at God and you look at dog and you look at we're between them, they're crossed. It's the cross where we are. It's a message from God, because in the book of John, it says, and in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so God is in all of our words, and if you look behind the words, then you'll see God. And so, it is a message that love and obedience, unconditional love and obedience, is the kind of relationship that God wants to have with us, the same kind of relationship that you have with your dog. So it's a reflection. It is
right.
Totally, yeah.
All right, we got to stay on time this hour, because it's the last hour. So we need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And then when we come back, I think Mike has got a little more to say on, you know, I can understand, and it seems like a no-brainer why, you know, the Washington State Patrol and so forth would have chaplains, but not so obvious with the Department of Fish and Wildlife. And I think you have more to say on that, on why there is a chaplain fleet supporting Department of Fish and Wildlife. So we'll get into that and stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. I want you to visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're winding out this down this week's edition, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. In the studio, adventure traveler Helen Thayer is here and her new friend, and now Animal World friend and Animal World chaplain, Mike Neal, is here. He is the senior chaplain for the Washington State Patrol and Department of Fish and Wildlife Police, and before we let him finish his thoughts on what we were talking about there, we just were listening over the break here about BioClean, who one of our advertisers that, you know, I call them the clean up the mess people. They come in and, you know, clean up after fires and all that sort of thing. But Mike, you were saying, as we know, what a great company they are and great people they are, but you have some personal experience with
that.
I do.
We have personal experience with that and some suicide situations where it's a horrendous mess after someone does that in their home, and these people come in and they clean it up like it never happened. So,
Yeah, and they're very supportive of the people going through the process.
Very caring and compassionate. Yeah.
So go to MarthaNorwalk.com. You'll find a link on the homepage to BioClean, and they're particularly helpful with hoarding situations. And you know, I mean, anytime there's a mess to clean up, but especially with you know, we've talked to them a few times about, you know, like hoarding situations. They don't just go in and clean up the mess. They really psychologically and emotionally support the people involved and help them, you know, learn and grow from the situation, which is, you know, what we've been talking about and the tremendous loss situations that you personally have been through, Mike. And you had something more to say about that.
Oh, I had a situation in Pierce County where a guy's dad had committed suicide. He wanted to go and see his dad, and the detective said, no, nobody comes in here. So finally, he said, no, I have to, you don't understand. I have to go and talk to my dad. I said, well, here's the deal. I said, your dad's spirit's probably here somewhere. Mm-hmm. I said, what's his favorite place? He says, oh, he loved to sit out there and by his koi fish in the back by the pond. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, that's where his spirit is. I said, let's go back there. You can talk to him there. So we went back and with the family, and we sat around the koi fish, and he was able to tell his dad his parting thoughts about everything that he needed to tell him. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So let's have you answer the question of why chaplains for Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Okay. Well, I can finish my thought of the question why.
That's, yeah.
When this happened to us, I knew that why wasn't the question, but that God knew this was going to happen. And David said, all the days you're ordained for me were written in your book before they came to be. I believe that, you know, God grieved, knew that I was going to be facing something very difficult. And so the question that I asked is, what now? Mm-hmm. And the answer was revealed very quickly about what now. Like I said, this either kills you or else you use it for a springboard.
Yeah, what is it? Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger?
Exactly, exactly. So the question is, you know, why do fish and wildlife officers need a chaplain? Well, after having been in that situation for 30 years and being assaulted and being in fights and, you know, facing down poachers in the middle of the night and gunplay and taking people at gunpoint and you know, it's and then, you know, fish and wildlife officers actually end up being the first on the scene to many of these accidents that are put out by the patrol, and they end up backing up officers in very difficult situations. I had a police dog. My police dogs are trained to track human scent, so I had gotten called a number of times on bank robbers, murderers, people that, you know, and if you're chasing a police dog, you're kind of at the point of the spear.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of it. You end up putting yourself in these very difficult situations that are pretty intense, and they're very dangerous, and you don't think about a lot about the danger until after that it really kind of gets to you, but they all cause rocks in the pack. And I did have somebody once ask me, well, what's a chaplain do for fish and wildlife? Do you do like last rites for road kills? And I said, you know, that is what, that's probably one of the most rewarding parts of the job is last rites for road kills. But the problem is that fish and wildlife doesn't really employ a lot of animals. All they do is employ people. And they have families, and they there's life challenges, and so those are the ones that end up taking all of our time. But last rites for road kills, yeah, that's our favorite thing to do. But
just,
we don't get to do it very often.
One little quickie final here is: do when they're, you know, the officers go through these experiences, is there a protocol in place? Are they required to get help from the chaplain, or do you automatically, you know, to contact these people, or do they have to ask?
They kind of have to ask,
okay.
And so we don't push it on anybody. We're hoping that through our relationships and friendship and trust that people will come to rely on us. And that's how we do it. We don't, you know, we might, if we know that somebody went through something, you know, we might give a call of encouragement, but we don't, you know, there's no requirement for, by the state that you have to go see a chaplain if you're going through a difficult situation. So.
All right. Well, we've had a great time here with Chaplain Mike Neal in the studio, brought to us by Helen Thayer, Adventure Traveler. And if you are interested in more of what Mike does, and I would strongly encourage you, I've never heard such a strong endorsement for a book as when Helen and Bill Thayer say it's the best book they've ever read. And Helen says, I cried because I didn't want it to be over. You got to read it. It is called The Miracle of Africa by Mike Neal. His last name is spelled N-E-I-L, and it's available on Amazon or through Mike's website, which also you can get the pen and ink drawing cards that he's done, which are absolutely beautiful. And the website is www.mdneil.com. And I'm sure that we've got, you know, a lot more wonderful programming to do. And we all know that the sequel to the book is already written. He's just working on.
He's read parts of it to me, too, and it's going to be good.
It's going to be really good. Okay, yeah, I can tell. Yeah. Helen can hardly wait.
I can hardly wait to read this next one.
And speaking of Helen, you are also working on book number 4. Yeah. How soon are we looking at your latest
book?
Well,
I'm supposed to have Charlie's biography, and I'm also writing 2 books at the same time, walking 4,000 miles across the Sahara.
Yeah.
And I hope to have them both done by May.
Oh, so you're working on 2 more.
Yeah, 2.
Walking the Sahara.
Yeah, 4,000 miles walk across the Sahara. That's the working title right now.
Okay.
And then Charlie's biography.
Ooh, that'll be a good one.
I hope to have them both done by May.
Well, now, see, we got to get busy here on our slideshow presentation.
Yes, I talked to our webmaster.
Because then we'll have book shows to do. We got all kinds of stuff to do. So where are we?
Well, you know, I talked to the webmaster, and, yes, it's a go. He can arrange with Mike here.
Mike Roberge, who of course,
To do this. And also I'm going to produce another show that I can present to the public like I do the others on Walking Africa.
Okay.
So that'll be a 4th program. That'll be a new one, and I'll launch it here.
So we have Polar Dream, 3 Among the Wolves, Walking the Gobi, and then Walking Across Africa. Now, Mike Roberge, didn't we decide the last time, is the first step we have to decide which slideshow we're going to do first? And then are Helen and her web guy supposed to send you the slides?
They don't need to send them. You just need to bring them along with you so we have
them. Well, I can bring it on a flash drive.
That would be perfect.
So that will work if it comes on a
flash drive? Start with Polar Dream.
Our digital group is still working on a solution, and it's just that there's a solution. They just
have to find
they just haven't finished their task.
So if we bring them digitally on a thumb drive, flash drive?
We'll be fine.
Okay,
yeah. And earlier in the show, I just sent off a note reminding them that they still need to do this. What we need is a little interface piece between the PC and the video switcher.
Oh, so you're talking about the powers that be behind our side.
Right.
And then when you figure out what's going to happen is that Helen and Bill will be able to be here in the studio. They'll do their presentation on, say, Polar Dream, the first one. And then how will people be able to see the slides?
They'll just go to the website, 1150kknw.com. There's a little button that says webcam. Stream, and that's all they have to do is click onto that, and we'll be showing it there.
And so we're almost ready that we'll be able to schedule this, huh?
We're ready.
We
just need a little interface device, a little jumper cable that Digital needs to make, and then
there's
a matter of synchronization.
That figured out. I can bring him anytime.
I would blaze ahead.
Do it like
go ahead and blaze ahead.
Do you think if we scheduled a Sunday in November, we'd be able to do that?
Yep.
Cool. That's exciting. Woohoo. So look forward to that, folks, that we will be doing walking to the North Pole with Helen and Charlie. Uh-huh. And you'll be able to follow along on the KKNW website. That's going to be really exciting. I can't wait to do that. And then we've got three after that, and then we'll do the Three Among the Wolves and then the Walk in the Gobi. And then you say you're working on an African one.
Yeah, I do a new program, brand new one, Walking Africa.
Wow, that's going to be just too much fun. And then Mike, did you tell us when you think the sequel will be ready to go on your book? Do you have any idea?
All the artwork has to be done, so that's going to be the hard challenge. I have to have it edited, and so we're probably looking at maybe next summer.
Oh, okay, yeah. So we have time then. Everybody's got to order The Miracle of Africa and read this book. And
I need to read that one first.
Right, because it's a sequel, obviously. Mm-hmm. So we got to get, and this is 500 and some pages. Now, Helen, is it one of those books that grabs you right away, and so you don't want to put it down?
As soon as you start, it gets right into some pretty fast-moving, you hear the emotional, you read the emotional part, you get wrapped up in the story, learn about these people, and then you're off to Africa, and it's a fast-moving adventure and information about these animals. And so then you go, you get the John Rivers is narrating it the first half as an atheist. Then he narrates the second half as a Christian. But there's a smooth transition that's involving the wildlife and a fast-moving adventure. So you get both a spiritual, and at the end you get some Christian lessons if you like those, but you also get this adventure story. So it's a whole bunch. It just doesn't read like a novel. It reads like nonfiction.
And would you recommend this book to anybody?
Yep, everybody. Christian and non-Christian.
Everybody will.
Because there's something in it for everybody. You don't have to be a hardcore Christian to want to read this book. You could just, you might like Africa or wildlife, adventure, the whole thing. You've got the whole spectrum.
All right.
And it moves easily through. Easily. It's one transition to the non-Christian half, to the Christian half. It's very smooth.
All right. And if you want to check out Helen's books, I would strongly recommend that if you haven't read all of Helen's books, that you start reading them fast. Because if you haven't read them by the time we do the slideshows, you're going to want to read them. But I think you'll even enjoy our presentations on the air and the slideshows even more when you've read the books. And you can check them out at Helen's website, which is www.helenthayer.com, H-E-L-E-N, Thayer, T-H-A-Y-E-R. You can also read about all the incredible things that Helen's done, although you've heard us talk about it for many years. Helen, thank you so much for introducing us to Chaplain Mike and providing an Animal World chaplain for us. We didn't know we needed one until we had one.
Now we have one,
which is fabulous. And we're going to follow your journey and your books. And then, Mike, do we have normal programming today? So stay tuned for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis. And let's see, next week, Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon. They're acupuncturists, chiropractors, but harmonic, energetic, shifting specialists. They will be in the studio with their puas and Tibetan bells and bowls and all kinds of stuff. We'll have phone lines open throughout the show. You'll be able to call in for remote balancing and clearings, and you know how popular they are. So plan to be here next week and call in. Mike, thank you so much. Mike Roberge, Kathy, thank you. Janice, thank you. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.